T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
Find everything Mark Cox at 971talk.com/Cox.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
The stock market, Dow Jones Industrial Average, just hit 30,000, which is the highest in history.
Making sure we selected a cabinet that looks like America.
For the first time ever, the United States will have a full-time climate leader.
I look forward to getting to work.
It looked like the Miss Globalist pageant.
Good morning. Welcome to the Mark Cox in the Morning Show. Hey, this is Randy Tobler. I'm in for Mark today. We don't know what he's doing. Maybe he is not pardoning the turkey and setting up the smoker for a 24-hour smoke-a-thon with the turkey. I don't know. Wasn't able to catch yesterday morning show. Well, wait a minute. He wasn't in yesterday. Mike was in, I think, wasn't he?
Smoke-a-thon? Did you say smoke-a-thon, doctor?
A smoke-a-thon, yeah.
Sure.
Of course, there's other context that we could use that, but that would be down in the Del Mar Loop, I would think. I don't know. We'd be talking about a different thing there. But, I don't know. People are smoking turkeys. They're injecting them and frying them. They're doing all kinds of things with turkeys instead of putting them in the oven. And that's a big controversy, breast up or breast down. I think my wife's going to, she puts all kinds of herb butter under the skin and puts it breast down. And anyway, lots to talk about this morning, including version 2.0 of the Obama administration, third term of Obama administration, with diversity being the necessary, sufficient, and only qualifier for cabinet positions, apparently. As you heard at the top of the news, the potential is being reported. I read it on Axios this morning, and of course, Fox News reports that Trump is going to be pardoning Michael Flynn. I mean, if the courts won't let him withdraw a plea based on fake, phony, fabricated, you know, process crimes, he'll take care of it himself. So I think that's going to be giving the middle finger to the DOJ on his way out. And but good for him. I'm proud of him for that. And, of course, the market was up to today. So, Carl, when will you be retiring now that your portfolio leaves you lavish, rich, and almost as wealthy as John Kerry?
Well, Bob Stockdale and Doug Voss have told me that I cannot retire anytime soon.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, okay.
This place doesn't pay very well.
So when you bought those futures in 8-track stereo a few years ago, they didn't pan off real well?
Is that, yeah, is quadraphonic that sound was not a thing because people only have 2 ears, not 4.
I remember my dad and I were so thrilled, you know, being musicians around town in the 80s and 90s. My dad since the 50s, but we were just always buying the latest, you know, usually hand-me-downs through the classified ads. Dad being a school teacher and me being an aspiring medical student, you know what that means. So, you save your pennies. And we would buy used stuff. But boy, when we got our first quadraphonic, it was a Sansui quadraphonic receiver. And it was just, we played with all the different modes that we could. And now I don't know. It's just...
People don't
junk,
have
you know.
4 ears, doctor. They have 2 ears.
But why do we have surround sound? What's the difference?
Well, that's so you can feel it.
Oh, that, you can feel
that's
it.
That's how you can feel the surroundings.
Carl, the liberal intern who feels things. He doesn't experience them. He feels them.
I
oh, my God.
Did not say Carl has anything his, like that.
Carl has his right brain fully activated today, and that's good. And Shaylin is taking your calls at 314-241-9797, 866-455-9797. It's the first time I've had the chance to work with Brian Feldman. And big radio announcer news voice, and we'll have to get his commentary on things. I hope his portfolio is doing well today. It was good to see the market above 30,000. That was very, very cool. So there's lots going on. Apparently St. Charles has understood that, they have, we want to talk a little bit about COVID this morning, because that's something obviously I'm very interested in. The hospital I run and work at, our county's the second or third, highest, positivity rate in the whole state, and it's really remarkable what we're going through now. All that we braced for in the last 5 months, the first 5 months didn't happen, and now 5 or 6 months, and now bang, it's really exploded. But St. Charles has apparently determined that COVID goes away at curfew time, and it can just it goes away. If you put a bar on curfew, then that's all. COVID goes away, so that's good. And we continue to see bars and restaurants suffering and businesses suffering under the lockdown and partial lockdown that we see around the area. It's really, really tough. I'm feeling really low in this Thanksgiving day tomorrow for Thanksgiving for what business people are going through. So we'd like you to weigh in. I want to hear folks that are struggling with trying to keep their businesses afloat, some of the creative things you've done. I'd like to hear some positive stuff, because I've heard all kinds of positive solutions from people in the restaurant industry, but also others that are doing great work to try to protect folks that are in and about their stores, but also keep their businesses afloat. And what do you think about... So here we are on a conservative talk station, and people have been accepting money from the government for payroll protection and all kinds of relief funds and, the individual checks that went out at the beginning. And is that a good thing or a bad thing as they debate another relief fund? I don't know. We'll have to see. I think we need to step and go to the anthem, don't we, Carl?
We can do that right now, Doctor. So stand up.
Let's do that.
Take off your hats. And let's do it.
I always do. And let's put it across our heart and let's play the anthem. And we'll come back then and... maybe take some calls about business closures, keeping your business open, and are you going to join in some new lawsuit against Sam Page and county government, even though the Bartolino's and restaurateur's suit didn't work out? Here it is, ladies and gentlemen, National Anthem.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time ever, the United States will have a full-time climate leader who participate in ministerial-level meetings. And that's a fancy way of saying they'll have a seat at every table around the world. For the first time ever, there will be a principal on the National Security Council who can make sure climate change is on the agenda in the Situation Room.
Oh, boy. Well, welcome back to the program. Mark Cox is enjoying some well-deserved days off. Randy Tobler in for him, along with Carl and Brian and Shaylin taking your phone calls.
And don't
Trisha
forget
has
Trisha.
Been producing.
She's
from behind.
Here.
And
She's here.
I'm Trisha is Trisha in the room? Because of course
she can be.
Trisha produced the show this morning, and I was so thrilled. But now what this tells me is not only does Carl and Brian and Shaylin support me doing the show, but Trisha as well. And even though she deserves time well off, that's what happens when you're the producer of a major market morning show like Mark's. And or else it's telling me, my wife reminds me, no, you just need lots of support. And she smiles in that devilish grin that wives give when they tell their husbands subtly that they need more support than Jerry's kids, if you know what I mean.
Wow.
And so I'm very thankful for that on this Thanksgiving, and thankful for all of the folks in the St. Louis studio as I'm bringing the program to you from the Liberty Lair. For those of you who don't know, and you don't listen to the Saturday morning show, shame on you, you should. The Lair is even now, after the election, even though Donald Trump has not conceded, I have raised the, you think Trump built a wall on the southern border? Tobler's Lair is now more highly fenced, more deeply bunkered, and yes, more highly armed than ever. And if you hear a little occasional glitch in the transmission, Carl, I have to explain to you.
Yeah,
they put in windmills. There's a windmill farm in a county near us, and we're of course in rural Missouri. And I can't really say much more than that because I don't want the black copters coming and dropping off the paratroopers in black FBI coats, if you know what I mean. But occasionally, so there's wind power. And we just heard Biden talking about, he's created in typical Democrat leftist fashion, we're going to expand government, in this case, in the form of an expanded cabinet. Pretty soon, his kitchen cabinet will look like my tool cabinet out in the garage. And guys, you know what I mean. Carl, does your tool cabinet look like that? You have to
yeah.
You stuff all the drills and the saws and everything, and you shut the door and hope that the latch holds. Anyway, that's what his cabinet's going to look like. The cabinets over the years have continued to expand, and that's what the progressives do. They just think more government is, by definition, better government. So now we're going to have John Kerry, the climate czar, and the oceans will recede, and the hurricanes will not blow us away, and all things will be good again, and temperatures will moderate, and the world will be at peace. Aren't you glad about that, Carl?
Absolutely.
I'm at peace. Yeah. I'm giving thanks for that tomorrow during my Thanksgiving prayer with the family. So at any rate,
hey,
I
have a surprise for you.
You do.
Good morning, Dr. Tobler. I'm here.
Oh, Trisha, here I didn't know you were going to actually, you know, your countenance, whether you're, just ethereally, that's the word for the morning, ethereally hanging out as you are wont to do. Things just magically. I thought, why is she sending me inbox stuff at 4:30 in the morning when Carl, the intern, is on this morning? And I'm figuring, okay, this is amazing. That is true dedication.
Well,
and I hope Steve's listening and gives you a big fat Thanksgiving raise after this because of that extra effort that you put in.
First of all, I love you and thank you. No, Carl and I are both here supporting you because we're both excited that you're here this morning.
But we're training Shaylin so we can have her do things we don't have to be here.
You have three producers this morning. That's how big of a deal you are.
Well, or I could interpret it the other way if you know what I mean. Some people need more help than others.
No. You could do this on your own, but it's more fun with friends.
It is fun. It's fun to have the whole gang here. And so, look, we have 5 minutes left in this segment because we have a hard break at the bottom of the hour. And I would like to really have a serious talk with everyone there in the studio about tomorrow. And I want callers to call in throughout the show. And I think it, rather than have like a topic, oh, the segment on what are you going to do Thanksgiving, folks, if you're, you know, if you're out and about and maybe your day's a little shorter today, or you're showing up to the office a little later, maybe you're in a remote office, and many people are, you know, from time to time, I'd like to take a call and just ask how people are handling it this year, because especially for folks who, you know, the grandmas and the grandpas and the uncles and aunts and the older folks who are just so, they've been so isolated during these times, and we're not able to get together with them in many cases. They have, I think, wisely made that choice with those of us who may be a little younger and yes, we are less vulnerable. I don't want to say we're more immune. We're less vulnerable to the ravages of the disease. And so we're out and about. We don't want to give it to our folks. How are you handling this? So, Tricia, what is going on with your Thanksgiving Day tomorrow? Anything different, out of the ordinary for you or not?
Yeah, absolutely. We are separating the family a little bit. My aunt and uncle and my cousins live with grandma. So they're going to do their own thing. And we're going to do a small gathering with my parents. And It's going to just be smaller and a little bit different this year. And hopefully by the spring, we can all be back together again. But we're very thankful that we can still get together with my folks. They're in good health. They've been part of our circle. So that should be a nice, intimate day of stuffing ourselves full of turkey and mashed potatoes.
Now, how are you going to handle are you going to do, you know, some social distancing? Because you're out and about, being the cosmopolitan woman you are.
Yes. As weather permitting, we'll sit outside, but we have enough space. And with it just being the four of us, there's enough space that we'll just avoid being on top of each other.
Yeah. And we do need to get granular about these discussions. The number, by the way, is 314-241-9797 and 866-455-9797 if you want to weigh in, folks. But I, you know, before things became drastic in the second wave again, my folks who live down in Wildwood, we went down, visit them for Father's Day and, you know, for other things. And it really wasn't that bad. And I'm like, Mom, Dad, you want me to mask up? I'm working in a healthcare environment. I could be asymptomatic and, you know, whatever. And no, they were cool, you know, because the prevalence wasn't what it is now. But even then I was like, to hug or not to hug? Is a brief hug really going to transmit? So the even though we may socially distance and some may wear masks except when they're slurping their mashed potatoes and cranberry sauce, I don't know, to hug or not to hug. I vote, don't tell my medical organization that gives me board certification, but I'm actually okay with a hug and then get socially distanced.
Okay, that's good to know, because I hadn't realized until recently how little I've been hugging my parents. I've been seeing them, but we've been subconsciously avoiding the touching that we'd normally do. So a hug will feel good. A hug would feel really good.
Now, you know, a kiss on the mouth or the cheek, probably not.
Oh, but I'm licking their face, Dr. Tobler, and I'm going to say you told me to do it.
Oh, just like Simba, the wonder dog that we adopted a year ago. This dog, he slobbers. Oh, my God. Yep. He slobbers more than Carl the intern when he's eating an ice cream cone. It's unbelievable. I don't know. So, that's good. You're going to use common sense, you know, courtesy, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, Carl, how about you?
I'm going to be here tomorrow all day, doctor. So my wife and daughter are going to be, we're going to have a Thanksgiving lunch-ish kind of thing. So, and then she's a first responder, so she has to be at work by 2. That's what's going on.
But you're at the studio the whole day. So what are you going to do, a little Zoom lunch?
I'm out of here at noon. So
You're out of here.
Out of here at noon, so I will be at home.
Okay. But no extended family kind of a thing.
No. Because we have such a short window anyway, it doesn't make sense to drag other people into our hell.
Yeah. Well, you could. Yeah. Well, we're going to do a distant thing. Our whole family is going to do a Zoom Thanksgiving Day virtual lunch. We're going to have all the trimmings and everything taken to Mom and Dad. I forget where Jeff's getting it from. Candice's. Okay. Mm. And then he's going to do that. Yum. And so that'll be fun. I don't know. Candice's.
Randy
will
is
be
a
like,
producer there, too.
Oh, really? Oh.
No, you do. Your wife's telling you what's going on.
She's my producer in many ways. There's no doubt about that. Now, hey, we're going to run. And when we come back, an interview with Lynn Cheney that we did a couple weeks ago about her new book and some history of the presidents, their founders. Later on, of course, the regulars, Jennifer Kashinka, Charmaine Yost. And, of course, we have our first responder spotlight later. Thanks for being with us. We are the Mark Cox in the Morning Show. I'm Randy Tobler in for Mark with the whole gang. We'll be back.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, it's my real privilege and pleasure to introduce you all to Dr. Lynn Cheney, of course, wife of Dick Cheney, and a prolific and best-selling author of children's books on American history, a widely acclaimed biography on James Madison, and her latest book just out, The Virginia Dynasty, Four Presidents and the Creation of the American Nation. And Lynn, I just have to thank you for writing this timely book in such a politically hot time. It's so timely as you take a look back on the four of the first five presidents, and what a brilliant expose. Beautiful job on the book.
Well, thank you very much. It was fascinating to work on. I found the dynamic that was created by these four men who lived so close together in Virginia and who knew one another well and who corresponded with one another quite a lot. And that dynamic really was what brought me to the book and made the research fascinating.
I know you've lamented in interviews and in written material about how political correctness has run amok in the academy. I think this is such an interesting time to look back at the founding fathers, their ideals, which founded and have sustained and built this nation to the greatest society that the world has ever seen and has changed so many lives. But at the same time, they had the contradictions. And those, of course, are now being, I think, outweighed in terms of the publicity about the founding fathers. When you look at the current political rhetoric, it's like you'd think that these guys were the devil's incarnate. And how, I mean, you deal with that very elegantly and gracefully in the book, and it is something to address. It's something that even the musical Hamilton that Lin-Manuel Miranda is catching heck for now. Tell us a little bit how, I mean, I read the book with fascination because that is the discussion these days. Are we going to cancel culture these gentlemen that were so enlightened and founded this nation with the virtues? Or is there a way to somehow calibrate the contradictions of slave owners and enlightened idealists?
Well, I think it's the second, and part of the skill, I guess, of getting to that point is to understand that they hated slavery. They all spoke out against it. Jefferson most eloquently called it a sin against God, but they couldn't find a way to achieve the total emancipation that justice demanded. Mm-hmm. You know, they emancipated a slave from time to time. Madison and Monroe both worked on a program to encourage emancipation, but they couldn't get done what we now know it was the right thing of getting rid of slavery. So that was one part of their situation. The second part was that they were all trained in these fine Enlightenment ideals of freedom and justice and liberty and equality. Mm-hmm. And they also lived. It was just such an amazing thing. They were trained in these ideals, and they were born in a time when it was when a new society could be formed, when a new country could be formed. And they were determined to form this country on those ideals.
Yeah.
Now, of course, that's a contradiction, but I'm trying to think. I'm just glad that they used their training and their belief in reason to establish those founding values. And I'm saddened when I see those unrecognized. And it's so important to recognize them. They really, they're the idea of America. They're what holds us together.
It's interesting.
So it's a complicated. Go ahead, please.
It's a complicated story, but I think the best way to sharpen the spear of our shared conservative values in the argument against cancel culture and against the wanton just tearing down of every monument to any founding father in this nation is to take the devil's advocate position. And often, to use an analogy, when I have atheists who argue with me on Christianity or liberal progressives who argue on conservatism because of the hypocrisy. And this is one example with the founding fathers, that these four gentlemen who either were involved in the slave trade or owned slaves, is, well, just because someone goes runs through a red light doesn't mean that red lights are bad. And I think it's that tension that is really driving so much today. But again, what also we should be informed about, that I love the way you wrote about, was how these men, despite their rivalries and despite their tensions, their recognized internal problems with slavery and yet their ideals that opposed it, they elevated one another and they celebrated one another's intellectual and, in the case of Monroe and Washington, their physical prowess in battle. And we've seemed to have lost that in the political and the academy discourse, wouldn't you say?
Oh, I mean, for sure. I've been lamenting this for 25 years, perhaps. And I keep thinking, all right, I've made the case. I've made the case.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have much effect. It's gotten ever more restrained. And I think that free speech on campuses is just about dead. I mean, you shouldn't go around and insult other people. But some of the offenses are so hard to understand, offenses for which people are actually punished, that it does worry me that we're in danger of losing our idea of free speech in the very place where it should be most revered.
We're talking with Dr. Lynn Cheney, author of the new book, and it is a great read, ladies and gentlemen, and so well-researched. The Virginia Dynasty, Four Presidents and the Creation of the American Nation. Can you speak to how their original ideas of liberty, equality, and especially justice have been distorted and just totally, especially the justice part of that, turned on its head with social justice and equality? That's been turned on its head with equality of outcomes rather than equality of opportunity. How would the founding fathers have reacted to the current concepts of social justice?
Well, is it the current concepts of social justice, or is it one part of the argument we're having? There are lots of people in this country who aren't involved in this fight in the newspapers or on radio, who are firmly, they haven't even thought that it could be otherwise, firmly of the idea that justice and equality and freedom should be at the center of our country. And they believe that they are the pillars on which the country was erected. So, yes, the founders would be appalled at some parts of the debate we're having, and I think college campuses would just gobsmack them. But I take much hope in the fact that, I know people living in the Middle West who aren't part of these debates, but just firmly in the traditional attitude that America is built on these ideals.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all agree that it's absolutely abhorrent to prevent someone of color or of a different sexual persuasion or religious persuasion to be discriminated against in terms of opportunity to succeed and compete for success and climb the ladder in corporate America or governmental circles or anywhere. I don't think anyone that I know in my circles, no rational individual, thinks that that's really a current problem. What we struggle with is this notion that, I mean, look, I think outcomes are really a combination of innate ability and hard work and, yeah, a little bit of luck. And none of us end up with equal amounts of those three ingredients in our recipe, which is why, you know, you're a successful author and the former chair of the National Endowment for the Humanities, and I'm not. You know, but I don't feel as though I should be awarded the chair of the National Endowment for Humanities or on my first book be awarded a New York Times bestseller just because I need to have the same outcome as Lynn Cheney. I mean, it's been turned on its ear, and I think it's really insulting to people that it's now expected that justice and equality means equality of outcomes, not opportunity. And that's a troublesome trend.
But we also should acknowledge that opportunity is now more widely distributed than it once was. In recent times, Ruth Bader Ginsburg talked about not being able to find a job in a major law firm after graduating with all sorts of honors because she was female. When I first got my PhD in English, I had the same problem. I don't mean to equate myself with her greatness at all, but it was. But just to cite this to note how widespread it was, I had a department chair. I was applying for a job, and the department chair asked me if I were married or if I were really interested in working. Now, you know, that attitude that women faced not so long ago is gone. I mean, people might still have it harboring way back in the recesses of their heart, but that's not how our society operates anymore. So at the same time that I'm complaining about political correctness and you are, it probably is a good thing to acknowledge the progress we've made.
Yeah, yeah. I was recently called by one of my alma maters, and they wanted me to donate, you know, do an alumni donation, alumnus donation. You were talking about the how our college campuses are just so messed up these days. And it's funny. The first thing I ask anymore when my alma maters want me to donate is, are there safe spaces on the campus? Because if there are, and I mean safe space, I'm not donating. I'm sorry. I mean, it's funny how the very people who want to have freedom of speech and freedom of speech and expression, and you know, let's study everything that is fringe and totally non-traditional, which I'm fine with. It's they want free speech when it's their speech. And I know as an academic, that's got to really trouble you. I mean, this is a troublesome trend that could really unravel everything that's great about freedom, equality, and justice in American discourse, especially in college campuses.
Well, I appreciate your reaction and have sympathy for it. It does seem to me that when we shut down speech to the level we have, that we're treating students as though they're little violets, little flowers, you know, that can't be not even step near, much less on,
yeah,
that can't be offended at all. And, you know, that's not the way to prepare people for the rough and tumble of society. Yeah. And I just find it frustrating for those reasons. I remember my college years as a time of debate, you know, and mm-hmm. we would become quite heated over certain issues. I don't think that can go on in this atmosphere.
No, no. Well, Ms. Cheney, thanks so much for being with us. Really appreciate your time with us, and good luck on your new book, The Virginia Dynasty. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Hey, thanks for being with me this morning. Randy Tobler in for Mark Cox, along with Carl and Tricia and Shaylin taking your calls. Brian Feldman with the news. Hope that as you get ready for the Thanksgiving big day tomorrow, which will be a different day than most, that you still remember that there are things to be thankful for. And those are the therapeutics. And as Donald Trump loves to say, all of the great drugs that are coming out, several emergency use authorizations for drugs that can be given to people in early stages of the disease so they don't progress. We'll cover some of that later in the program. I want to talk about that next hour. We'll be talking with Jennifer Koshinka next hour about the tremendous run-up in the market, whether it's just a brief honeymoon and we should keep a close eye watching out for things falling off the cliff after Biden's policies, the Harris-Biden administration, after their policies set foot. And, we have the most diverse cabinet ever in the history of the world developing Biden announces his choices. So lots to talk about. Charmaine Yost will join us a little bit later. We have our first responders spotlight. And later on in the last hour, an interview with Erica Komisar, who's a frequent flyer on my program on Saturday mornings, about how there's a silver lining in the whole lockdown kids being at home routine that we're all going through, or many of us are going through. So it's not all negative news. We should be thankful for that and be looking out for great things. I'm thankful that you're here with us today, and hope that you'll stay with us the entire morning as you are going about your duties. Whether you're working at home or whether you're working at the office, whether you're trying to keep your business open despite the draconian, tyrannical Oh, my God. High boot-stepping orders of Sam Page. As I read that order over and over again from a week ago, I'm like, gosh, I can't believe it. But there is a resistance, and restaurants are staying open, and they're getting letters from the county. And we'll talk about that as well. Where does civil disobedience have a place in this whole mess? I think it has a great place. If it was good enough for Martin Luther King, I think it's probably good enough for our bar and restaurant owners. Be back with more after the top of the hour. Fill up that cup of coffee. I will, too.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.